Okay, let's move on to Lycanthroat.
Fog and mud obscure the streets, wrapping all in autumn chill. Eyes are downcast, no one greets fellow men on Holborn Hill. In the rag and bottle shop lives the greedy Mr. Crook, hoarding things that others drop, stacking papers, trash, and books. He extorts impoverished tenants, he's the scourge of Lincoln's Inn. He will never be repentant, never cease his bitter grin.
The melodies in the verse, I thought his phrasing and timing in the first verse and later verses was actually pretty good. The doubles are tight and the contours of the vocal melody are more defined than usual, I think. So I feel like there's more improvements from Lycanthroat that are in this song, which is encouraging, and I like that. There are definitely some parts that are quieter than others, but it sounds like his MIDI instrumentation is all set to a volume of like 127 throughout the entire song. So it's not like things are being played softer and quieter. It's just that, you know, parts of instrumentation drop out. So it, you know, it is quieter during certain parts because of that. I feel like that's, you know, that's dynamic, I guess, but it would be nice if like the instruments were, you know, they sound different when they're softer. They're not just quieter. They have a slightly different sound to them. So I wish that he would have played around with the dynamics a little bit more. But yeah, a decent song from Lycanthroat, and it's encouraging to hear more of his vocal improvements over time.
Let's pull up the waveform so that our video podcast viewers... No, I'm kidding. I kind of feel like I could cut and paste most of my Lycanthroat reviews here too. You know, brilliant lyrics, you know, Bleak House by Dickens. I mean, who else would write such a very specific kind of a crazily interesting and wonderfully literate and specific and very, very well written song?
Yeah, it so, makes yeah. me think I should read it.
yeah, why not? It's a classic. So as along with the rest of his body of work. So yeah, brilliant lyrics, vocal pitch issues, as usual, a limited palette of instrumental sounds, better than usual, though. He keeps on getting better with it. You know, I can hear him improving, but I feel like he needs some sort of like Kuhnian revolution before his music is more enjoyable to the masses. You know, there needs to be some big shakeup, something that happens that he realizes, oh, wait, I should be doing this, that makes it more digestible. And yeah, I include myself among those masses that wants to hear something a little bit more, maybe a little less stilted or something. I don't know exactly what I'm going at, but I think you understand what I'm trying to say.
I do.
Yeah. Wonderful lyrics, good use of dynamics, and that's about it.
You can just cut and paste that from a previous review.
Yeah, why not?